Welcome to Systems Famous, the podcast where we're revolutionizing the coaching industry by leveraging the power of systems and automations to create better client results. My name is Ashley Rose, and I'm an Airtable and automation expert who has helped hundreds of coaches move off of spreadsheets and create automated systems that help track their client results and seamlessly manage their clients from onboarding to offboarding and everything in between. If you want to be the best coach in your niche and you want to have group programs and one-on-one coaching offers that actually get your clients results, then you are in the right place. I am so excited you're here. Before we dive into the show, I want to make sure that you're following me on Instagram and you're on my email list. Those are absolutely the two best ways to stay in touch and also to get even more Airtable tips and tricks as you are learning and implementing. So listen to the podcast, yes, for sure. But please pull up Instagram right now and find me. I'm at Systems Over Stress. Go to my link in my bio and sign up for my email list and shoot me a DM and just say, hey, I'm about to listen to the podcast and you told me to come say hey, so here I am. I would love to hear from you and enjoy this episode. Hello and welcome back to the podcast. This episode is a replay of an IG Live interview series that we're doing over on Instagram called Our Client Results Cleanup Interview Series. I always like to make sure that when we do bigger interviews on IG Live, that I put it on the podcast so you can do 2x speed. If you're a neurodivergent ADHD brain like me that needs this, you are welcome. So this is a replay of our Instagram Live, and it is with Jamar Diggs, who was our first guest on the Client Results Cleanup interview series. He was actually on the podcast a few weeks ago, and we actually did the Client Results Cleanup on the podcast. So this is just an update with all of the amazing things that he's been able to implement and change and the results that he's been able to get his clients just by changing up and refining his program promise. We go through all of this on the IG Live, so I'll just hop into the recording now and I hope you enjoy. Hello, hello, welcome to our first live IG interview series, our Client Results Cleanup. I am very excited for this series. We're going to be going live every Friday with either past client of mine or just IG followers. And we're going to be cleaning up, lovingly tearing up their current client results. We have, for this episode, we have Jamar Diggs, who Jamar and I actually already did his client results cleanup. So I thought it'd be fun to have him on the IG Live to kick off the series to show what happens after you do your client results cleanup and the shifts that you make and like how your program can truly take off once you start to look at your client results. So Jamar is here. I am going to bring him into the live and we'll get started. Oh, that's so fun to see everybody in the chat. Hello, hello. Jamar is coming on. Yeah, you're here. Oh, hi, I'm so excited for this. Thanks for being someone I can slide into their DMs and like, do you want to go live in 48 hours?
Yeah, always down. I feel like, I'm like, yeah, of course. Do whatever you need to do for you. And plus, I love talking about stuff like this with you because I just feel like I love the way that your brain works, man.
Thank you. Well, I wanted to reach out to you. You're kind of the reason I started the series because I have been seeing everybody talking about your YouTube membership, like threads is blowing up. People are posting about it on their Instagram stories of like, I'm loving Jamar's YouTube membership. I just launched my channel. And I was like, I feel like I hadn't seen as much of this before. And so let's talk about, first of all, I'm going to share your old program promise and I want you to share your new one because it might have even shifted since our last time. But Jamar and I, we did a podcast episode and his marketing membership, I think before it was a little broader of a marketing membership. And your old promise was, it's time to make content marketing only 10% of your focus with YouTube expert Jamar Diggs. Mm-hmm. Cool. So what did we shift it to and what were some of the big changes that we made to your membership's promise?
So we made it more actionable. Like it's more... people can actually see when they get out of it. And so it is now launch or revive the YouTube channel in 90 days. That is what it is. That is so clear. So, and I do have to tell you this too, and we'll get into this, I'm sure. But after my talk with you, I realized that what I made was not impact the membership. It was through both programs. It was completely like a consulting program. Yeah. And so I don't even call it a membership anymore. It's only a membership in like payment structure or whatever. But because of you, and because I was like, oh my, yeah, I should be creating this roadmap, this pathway to the transformation. And that's what I love doing. Why did I make membership the other way?
And so often, so many times, so most of these episodes will be like workshopping the client results, but we already did that on a podcast with Jamar. But something that I love is that nobody was kind of one of our reasoning was like, nobody's walking around saying, man, I really wish that I could make content marketing 10% of my focus in my business. Like no one saying that. It's not a bad promise, but it wasn't something that people like were like dying to do, but everybody wants to like launch their YouTube channel finally, right? And so the fact that we pivoted your basically your program's promise to launch the YouTube channel, it's so clear and people know exactly when to join, exactly why they should join, exactly what they're going to be doing inside of the program. So tell us, since you made that big shift, like how'd your marketing and sales change? And then we'll talk about how your actually client results changed inside the program as well.
So hold on, say that again, because I think you broke up on my end a little bit.
I want to know, since you made that program promise shift, one, I saw you make updates to your sales page like right away. How did it change the way that you marketed and sold the program with this new client result?
It felt so much more aligned because I'm a very like, I want to help you do the thing, right? The person in my marketing anyway. And my marketing for the membership, like when it was a membership, was more like, oh, just talk with me and we can like hang out. Well, yeah, but like, you know, I can help you with your YouTube channel, like get strategy, content to the trash call. Where now the marketing was, if you are ready to start your channel, if you're ready to like rise your channel up from the ashes and actually get it going in 90 days, this program is for you. It was so much more accessible, and it really did call out to the people who wanted that, who desired, right? And it was just, it felt like so much more tangible for me to kind of like make this happen. And it was also even more aligned to what I do anyway in other offers. So it was kind of like, so funny how you literally was like, why did you change?
I see that a lot with, it's interesting, with lower ticket memberships and high level mastermind, people's results get really fuzzy. They're like, be around me. Like my expertise is here. Everything I've ever created is inside this mastermind, is inside of this membership. And that doesn't get people results. So if anybody's listening has a result like that, that is pretty vague because it's a membership or a mastermind, you need that clarity in your result, and it needs to be super trackable and super measurable, because now Jamar is like, launch your channel in 90 days. That's so measurable and people are actually doing it. So tell me about like the results people are getting inside the program now that you've like really shifted the focus to this result.
They're actually following the roadmap. They are actually like launching their channel. Some even less than 90 days. Some of them have already, ever since I launched new curriculum, this new format, right, of the program, thanks to your help, it literally has, I did that just at the end of last month. Yeah. And they have already submitted like their channel for like the first month, check-in basically. So they're like ahead of the schedule. They're already ahead of the 90-day promise.
And that's so important to, I want to talk about so many of you. And this is going to be a lovingly call out series because I'm like, there's so much that we're all like sleeping on. You didn't have to, I don't think you totally renovated your curriculum, but you added new features and like you added new program, like roadmaps with the result in mind. Tell me about this, like, 2-week accountability type check-in that you're doing with your clients to like that you created because you so we're starting with the end in mind and built features to support your clients in getting this result.
Oh, okay. I do have to say that I actually did revamp my curriculum.
Amazing.
On like what you were saying, because I had realized, and I hope this is, well, I'm not going to go on a tangent.
Please.
I promise. But I think it's an ego thing that really happens when we go from, when we have initially we've always worked in high ticket and then we're introducing this kind of lower ticket offer. We thought that, well, because it's low ticket, like, you don't get the same thing that other people get. And so I went into it. That's what kind of, I mean, not in that whole like unethical type of way, but it's just more like you think the more you pay, the more you see. Yeah, but really, that's not how like my brain operates. That's never how my brain has operated, but I was so confused of what I wanted to accomplish. And then I had to sit down with myself, especially after talking to you. I want my clients have results. Great, that is what I want. And so, no, I can't take these individual courses I sold separately in my shop previously and put it into the membership, and that's the training library for them. And then just slap on team call.
Yeah.
Right. Was that enough? And so when we had talked, I was looking at what I have inside them now and what I really was trying to achieve. And I said, what I have now does not make it. Does not. I really want it. And that was a great moment in my life, because I mean, everything in a week.
Yeah. Because you just have that clarity of like, I know. And that's so important. I think this happens a lot with people when they have those lower ticket things. It's like, well, I like, they're only paying X amount of, they're only paying a couple $100 a month. So no, I'm not reviewing their channel. But it's like, okay, if you want people to have good YouTube channels, like what are the features and what's the curriculum that they need to hit that result? And you talk about low lift marketing. I'm talking about like low lift results and feature offers. And so with Airtable, you can do channel reviews and they're not going to be super bespoke and custom. They can take you 10 minutes because of the automated systems that you have. And so that's the thing that when I think that's where the industry is going is like, it doesn't matter if it's a $200, $300 a month program, it's got to promise a result and you've got to have features that help people get the result. And that's where Airtable and these automated systems really come in.
And thanks to your Airtable hub, that is all happening inside of there. But like the check-ins, everything is so automated. It's so nice. It's so great. It's organized. But to answer your other question about the huddles and that other accountability part in there is we have these bi-weekly YouTube huddles, and it for me is very, very simple, but such a big accountability boost for like the members, where I basically ask them what is the one thing that they want to do like this week to move the needle in their YouTube channel, and then what is that thing that's going to be holding them back. And then in the thread, we work it out, we talk through it, and then I give it about like a week. And if I don't see any other updates inside of it, I kind of ping them inside of that thread, and they're like, oh my gosh. And we just like talk about like what they have done. And that one addition to the program has been able to move people into action even more, right? And so ever since I started doing those YouTube huddles, I've had more people complete the checkpoint that I had in the program.
And going back to changing your program promise, it would be, you could have done these accountability check-ins and asked people, how are you working on making marketing only 10% of your focus this week? And like, that's a really hard question to answer. Like, it's vague, it's fuzzy, like it's different for everybody. And I think you would have had a harder time like getting engagement on that. But so again, going back, zooming out to this revised program promise, just everything, just like if you're having issues with people engaging, messaging? Are people completing your forms? There might be an issue with your result that you're promising people. And it's just, it resonated enough for people to get into the offer, but it might not resonate enough for people to be like, this is what I want to be. Like when I sit down in my desk, I'm going to open up Jamar's circle and I'm going to work through Jamar's curriculum because that's what I want to really focus on. So I think that it's so important to master and refine your program promise before you start to work on accountability features or result tracking or like engagement things. Like all of those things are just so important to really free up and clarify beforehand. Maddie said in the comments, totally agree with this. And it frees you up as a creator to be able to offer one-on-one, but in an easy way. Yeah, when you start to I can just already see that your program is just going to be kind of turnkey and you let go of a lot of your one-on-one and done-for-you services. And who knows if you ever bring them back again, but I think this thing will start to just like be on autopilot and it could free you up to offer those services again.
Yeah, I'm really, really excited about that. I've seen it and I've seen ever since I've applied all of the changes that we talked about, I can totally see how freeing this is and how many people I can bring in. And how much transformation can happen at the same time. Because even now, our group strategy calls are like, they're so much more productive. They're so much more intentional. Everyone knows what they need.
Yeah.
Everyone knows what they need to do. And that wasn't possible because I didn't give them that roadmap. There wasn't a clear way to show what you should be doing in your first 90 days into the program. But as soon as you join, you don't have to wait for the strategy call. You know exactly what you need to do. It's mapped out for you. And you also know when to expect your personalized support from me. So it's just so so great. And what I did do, which I don't know if you teach this part, but I've also made it mandatory. Like you have to complete all of the other forms leading up to get it done. So even for my month one, my month one review, which is reviewing the first things are done for the channel, you have to complete your baseline survey and you have to choose that from the other Airtable table, right? So if you don't have it.
Yep, that's becoming a huge trend in people's reviewing processes in their programs. So I have other clients who they'll give you a beautiful sales plan, but they won't give you that sales plan unless you submit your data for the month before. And you cannot do that in ClickUp. You cannot do that in ClickUp Forms. You can only do it in Airtable. So these are the reasons why I'm so we're talking strategy and client results strategy here, but this, you have to use Airtable to manage your group programs, to manage your memberships, to manage your one-on-one coaching, because when you want to do sophisticated things, I'm only going to review your YouTube channel if you fill out your onboarding form. You cannot do that automatically inside of anything other than Airtable. And so that's where this stuff it just becomes so easy and turnkey for Jamar to have an idea about, oh, I want to offer this feature, but only if they do this thing first. You use Airtable to help make the logistics of that. And that's what me and my work helps the nitty gritty of those things. So you don't need to know how to do that right now, but just need to know that that type of stuff is possible. So any ideas you have about helping your program get your clients even better results, it's all possible to create that inside of Airtable. But again, you got to know what result you're tracking first.
I think it just motivates people to at least the people that enter into my program, I've been so crazy, Ashley. I've never had this many people talk about to be membership, right? This month. And I didn't do anything. I'm not asking them to talk to me. I'm not asking them to do these things. Literally, I'm just waking up and people are like, this is great. I love this, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, what the hell? And then even with having these structures, they're making time to do the thing. So I'm like, some people who are highly motivated to get resolved, not just in here just to chill. They are highly motivated to achieve the promise of the program. And then that helped me. That just helped me because I'm able to also, like, you know, celebrate them. I'm able to, like, help more people achieve that same result. I'm able to learn more about the business, give them more assistance. So it's kind of like the further that they go in the program, the more that I'm able to help them.
Yeah. And you're going to be, and I see this in my program too, because we help people with their onboarding, enrollment, resigns, and result tracking inside of Systems Over Stress. I now, because I'm so laser focused on what the result is that we promise, we're able to go really deep instead of wide on a lot of topics. Like, I like that you're not, like, with the 10% marketing focus, there's so much that you could cover for that. It's too much. But now it's like, okay, launch your YouTube channel. What are resources? If I'm like, oh shit, like, this person took 100 days to launch their channel instead of 90, what were the gaps? Like, how can the program be better to help them get that tighter result? Like, you can be creating new trainings, new features, to really make sure that you're actually honoring the promise. And I think that's the exciting time when you are a coach. You can wake up in the morning and say, how can I get my clients even better results? Once you know the result you're getting, like, that is such a exciting thing, instead of being like, oh, let me just random challenge because nobody's engaging. It's like, it feels like you're just grasping at straws. But when you have a really, really clear promise, you're just like, everything, it just becomes so much cleaner. Have you found that to be the case as you're thinking about your changes you're making to the program?
My program engagement as well has kind of like night and day, to where before, when it was like membership, low club, right? It was kind of like people would just watch the trainings, whatever, and it just was very
like edutainment kind of.
Yeah, it was just like whatever. Didn't get that many like people like communicating, like celebrating or showing that they did stuff, because they would just buy it and then they'll kind of just go about their life, right? But now, since I made this change, literally I get so much engagement on either like my post and people that I make, or also other members are creating like posts, asking questions. Other members are answering questions for members. So the engagement of the member engagement has also increased. Not only just them like watching my stuff or consuming the content, they're actually like engaging with one another and celebrating one another.
Yeah. Well, because I'm literally seeing people, shout out Ashley from Solution Integrators, be like, I just launched my YouTube channel thanks to Jamar and his program. And then like other people are like, yes, I'm on the way to launching mine too. Like that's so cool to see. And people are just like thanking you for being along, like being the person that helped them finally achieve this result, which is like, that's what all of us want. We all want in our program for our people to do the thing that we like this thing was set out to do. I'm curious, how you are, because I have ideas and I'm happy to brainstorm with you, but like now when you have a clear result that you can track, the goal is to have like a wall of receipts and a wall of results in like your sales page. So like, I want to see like, Ashley launched her channel in X amount of days. Like, are you tracking it? Like, are you playing with those? Like, do you have, I know you've been in the case studies, you're in your case studies era, but do you have a way for people to submit when they launch their channel and then track like, based on when they joined to when they launched it, like how many days were in between that? Because if not, I want you to start it.
Okay. So right now it is not set up that way. The only thing that I have is like they have to submit when they have launched their channel. And for us, launch means that they have produced and published videos with the Lola video system. You know, I give them all of their, I ask them for all the stuff, but like, I don't have the calculation that shows that kind of stuff yet.
It's super easy. I'm going to tell you how to do it because it's going to be relevant for other people too. This is like very nerdy, but okay. So if you already have a form in Airtable, this is why everybody needs Airtable. Okay. So Jamar has like a form in Airtable because you can build forms in Airtable, and he has them, you have them submit their like channel and saying like, yeah, I did it. What you can do, and all of the forms link back to what's called like a primary student record. So there's a client profile record that you open up and you can see all like the forms that person had submitted, and you can do a lot with that data. But what we can do in your primary student record make a little lookup field and just look up the submitted date that they submitted the form. So then you'll have the start date in their client profile, and then you'll have the date that they submitted the form, or you can have a field that says like the date that they launched the channel. And then it's just a formula field. It's a date, time, different formula field. And you can say, what is the number of days between launching the channel and the start date? And you'll just have every client is going to have that. You can say Ashley launched her channel in 70 days, Michelle launched her channel in 4 days. And then it can also, it's going to calculate the average. So like the average member launches their channel in X amount of days. So that's the next phase of this when we're actually tracking. If you're saying 90 days, we might be able to next month say actually people launched their channel in 45 days. So let's revise the promise and like make it even tighter.
Oh my God, that would be so amazing.
Do that. Yes. Do that after this call and put it on Instagram so we can see it.
I am. Because that's so easy. Yeah, because I already have it.
You already have. And that's the thing is like so often everybody already has all the data for using Airtable to track things. Then it's like we can really analyze and manipulate and play with the data to send automated engagement. So we can say, hey, you're at your 60-day mark and we see you haven't submitted your channel yet. How can we help you? We can automate that kind of thing in Airtable. But we can also automate just like the analyzing of like how long it takes people to actually get the result.
So made so excited for this.
Yeah. So tell us, what are your next, like what's your next plans with the membership? Or I guess the plans, the pro, what's it officially called now?
It is still called the Low Lift Club.
Okay. The Low Lift Club. Great.
Confusion name of it. It's just more of a group program type of
We had our call like last month and you've made all of these changes. Like this happens fast when you have clarity on your client result. It can, all these changes can happen really fast. So you did so much already. What is like, what's your next focus for the club?
My next focus is right now I just want to move the, I almost have like, I'm the, I can't even call them like the founding members of this revamp version, this revamp era. And so I want to move them through 90 day, right? I want to move them through the 90 day, collect the data. Really, it's just being refining. And it's more so just moving the people through this process now, getting their feedback, seeing the data, like for real, just like how, because like now you've given me so much to work with. I'm like, yeah, now I have all this stuff to kind of like understand what's happening at the time. And eventually in the future, I'm going to be collecting more. I want to make that wall of channels, but that's going to be like the next thing. And I see so much happening for this program to where I feel like eventually the price is going to really like reflect what is going on like with the program. And it's just me focusing up on the client results data. That's really what I'm trying to do right now. I'm like giving myself 90-ish days to look and see what the members are doing with the new format, with the new way that we're doing it. And then refining that and building that channel wall with like for people to kind of see,
yeah,
as a success and see all of the people. Because that's the thing that I really love. Like, I love that I'm able to bring so many experts together through this program and they get to share their skill set with the world. And I get to help amplify that so much. And so I really want to not only show like, I did the damn thing, honey, but we did the damn thing.
Yeah.
You know, correctly, we did it. And I don't know, I feel so connected to them so much, like building that even more and finding ways to make the program promise even more better or even more realer. Or like, you know,
and I find too, when you have a really clear program promise, like that people can rally behind, like you have a good program promise and like the Low Lift Club, like you are bringing in people who believe that like launching a YouTube channel is the best thing for like their scalable marketing. Also, tomorrow, I keep forgetting to tell you, I'm getting so many people right now being like, I just got a DM, I just found you on YouTube. Your channel is like, your channel is great. And like asking me questions. And so like, I was like, I have to do my channel. So, but it's like really working. But what's so cool is that you're people are rallying around this like belief that you have it, and like you're changing the industry. Like you, like, I just love that you have a standard that people are really rallying behind, and the way that you, like, that's how you're getting all, I think, all these people who are going to like shout about you from the rooftop, because you've made a very clear statement of like, this is the way to grow your marketing. This is the easiest way to grow your marketing, and I'm going to help you do it. And like, you've planted that stake in the ground. You're helping people do it. People are seeing the results. And it's just like, it's so cool to see other people believe in the mission. And so they're all rallying around you and this program. And I think that's really what makes group programs in the industry stick around, is just that type of like just seamless organization. Because can you imagine if you, this is what also can happen. You say YouTube is the best way to market, and join the Low Lift Club, and I'm going to help you. And people get inside, and it's confusing because you don't know it. Like, you don't have reviews, and it's confusing because like your curriculum isn't super tight because you don't know your result. And then people leave the membership and say like, YouTube is not for me. And so you're like, a not well-run program can make people lose faith in like your solution. I feel like that was like, I had a terrible math teacher. I fucking hate math. I'm like, imagine if I had an amazing math teacher, my life could be so different. And like, that is like, that's the responsibility that we have as like, as an Airtable expert. Like, I gotta make this thing easy for people, and you've got to make YouTube easy for people, or you're gonna turn people off of a really big solution that you believe in so much. Like, there's people here that are email marketing experts. It's like, what is your thing? And take that really seriously. Like, you're guiding people through this like transformational skill and learning that skill. And you've got to take responsibility for that. And you have to create a program with features and result tracking systems that like help them along that journey.
Man, you're so right. And can I also say, from a person who didn't really want to have a program again, I was literally like, when I first started, went full time in my business around 2020, I specialized in like more so like broader social media marketing and like a little bit businessy coaching thing. I don't know what I was doing. And I had a youth program. It was fine. But then I stopped it after like 2 or 3 cohort, and I was like, I don't like it. Right. I don't know what I'm doing. I didn't like it, and I never saw myself making a program after that. And which is probably why in my head I thought, oh, I'll just do a membership with like resources I've had already. Probably not a program. I don't know, right? And so I was like, cool. But then I wasn't getting the results that I really cared about, because at the end of the day, I wanted to help my clients. Because like, even I consider like my members, they aren't just getting like my recording, stuff like that. They are my client. I'm helping them. We are in this together. And thanks to you, you kind of brought that energy back to me, because now I like fucking love my program. Mm-hmm. No one can tell me nothing. If you're looking to launch or revive your channel in 90 days, this is the curriculum. This is the way to do it. This is the accountability, support, and strategic advice and guidance that you need to make it happen.
Yeah.
And girl, you need to cross it or find it. Because I literally, when I first made the Low Lift Club, it was completely different than what it was now. And it was just because I didn't have a clear information and I needed one. Because I don't know why I did.
I think it's really important to, if you're feeling like that, if you're not feeling like you need to chat about your program from the rooftops, it's very easy to get in the weeds of like, oh, it's because like my curriculum isn't good, it's because the features, but like, it could literally just be your result needs to change. And like, that was all the clarity that you needed to get that confidence instilled, because it's like, you're like, oh yeah, I can help people launch their channel in 90 days. It's like, okay, like, let's make that your promise. Like, it doesn't, like, it can be very, very simple. Like, people try to get like super flowery with their client results or like what they're promising, and it can just be like, launch the damn channel. Like, that's it. And like, launch the damn channel, write the damn email, like whatever it is. And like that, I love that you like that, that just that decision brought you all this confidence to shout it from the rooftops. And I find when I've done that with my program, I'm like, why am I like nervous to sell this? Or why don't I feel like every day waking up being like, this is changing the industry? It's like, there's something not aligned with like the result that I'm promising and then like what's happening inside of the program. So just changing that can really bring clarity to folks.
Can I just say, I just want to say one more thing about you too, because it made it so much easier for me, even in conversations where my goal was not initially to sell my program. Like I have this like free YouTube benchmark, like pencil people can have where like we can review the channel and whatever with this new software. And normally I didn't think that like the funnel would be, oh, going to the Lola Cloud. But honey, oh my God, now it is, because of the promise is so damn
right.
Where I'm like, no, it makes sense for that to be the.
Yeah.
And I sold someone from the console because this vision promise was so like clear. And so now like I can just use this as a tool. And then especially when I start getting the data for that it up as well, it's just gonna make it so much more easier. So I just wanna tell you that, girl, you want to stop, because I need, oh my, wait a minute, I'm leveraging this in so many ways than just getting people into the membership. I mean, at the end of the day, it's getting them into that program, but it's so easy now because I can easily sell it through anything that I do now.
Well, and that's even that, like the reverse engineering. It's interesting. You like had the great like freebie or like the consult thing, but nothing to sell it into. And so, but it's like it all clicked into place. But if you're like working on your freebie, don't touch your damn freebie until you know your client result. And that's really clear, because then you can, it can easily feed in. So I love that it was just like organically like, oh, of course, let's audit your channel, ready to revive the channel, ready to increase it, ready to launch it, join the Low Lift Club. And it just like, it's such an easy feed in. That's great. I'm so proud of you. I love watching you grow. Thank you, though. Yes. What advice would you give people who have a membership, a program, whatever, and they're feeling a little fuzzy on their client results? Like, what's some tangible advice that you would give to them?
I would say to go back, listen to what they're asking for. Literally, like, so funny, because any sales call that I had when I had management or doing Duffy strategies or anything like that, nobody had a channel on. Nobody ever, you know. Why did I think about making them? I have no idea. I should listen to them. Like, literally, when you ask me, I'm like, oh, you can show them how to launch or revive the channel. People always need help with that. And so it's just listen to your people. What is the thing that you probably want to teach them or you want to get them to? But what is the first thing? What is that thing that they're back in the top of their mind as that main problem? And that's probably where you need to start with, like, finding your program promise. Because, yeah, my YouTube can do so many things, right? Once you get it started. And my program helps them get it started. And it makes it so much more clear. It helps them get it started along with other things. And so, but what gets them in is the launch or revive channel in 90 days.
And I think that's where you got messed up when you first made the result for your membership at the time, was that you were so close to the result that we're like, really? You just want to launch a YouTube channel in 90 days? That's all you want? Like, no, you want just 10% of your marketing. Just focus, like, 10. It's like, you want this big journey. It was like, no, I just want my YouTube channel launch. I just want my Airtable to stop breaking. Like, can, like, help me with that. It's like, oh, cool. Yep, got it. So sometimes it's really going back to, like, we're at step 10 of this process because we're the experts in it. But like, what is step 1 to 4? And like, what's the result that you can pull there and really promise that? And that's the easy part for us. It's like, oh, once your brain is on board of like, that's enough for someone to want and for someone to pay for this, then for sure. So I love that. Thanks, Jamar. So can people join anytime, Low Lift Club? I need to join. How can people join?
Yeah.
Can people get in touch with you?
The moment of this recording, if you want to join, whatever you want to join, you can, honey. The link in my bio, okay? If you are cruising to Lafayette Channel at any time, you can just go to the link in my bio. It's there. And as soon as you join, you have access to everything that you need to get started. No need to wait for a call. No need to, you know, you can jump into your first step right away.
And this is what I love too about, I feel so confident in my client programs. Because I'm like, this thing isn't going anywhere. Like the Low Lift Club is going to exist this time next year because it's like, we're refining, we're clear, we're refining. So many people are like, oh, I had a membership, but then I changed it and I do one-on-one services and oh, that didn't work. So now I have a group program. It's like, no, we know what we're doing. We've got a program promise and we're going to refine it. So we are not going anywhere. Jamar's Low Lift Club is not going anywhere and it's just going to get better and better. And that's what a good program and a good business owner is. We're always refining, we're always tweaking, and we're just like getting closer and closer to making it easier and easier for our clients to get these results.
Yes, we're not going anywhere, honey. I'm locked in.
Well, I love this, Jamar. Thank you so much for being here. We're gonna be on every Friday. I believe next week we have an ADHD coach who doesn't really have a strong program promise that she's tracking. So we're gonna brainstorm that. And so this works for if you are a YouTube coach, if you are ADHD coach, whatever you have. I know some people in here, we are afraid of me tearing up your client results, but it's better on the other side. I promise, I do it with love. So if you're interested in getting in on it, shoot me a DM and we'll get you on the wait list for that too. But Jamar, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. I'll talk to you later.
Bye.
If you're looking at your systems and client results differently because of what you're hearing on Systems Famous, I would love it if you left a rating and review. I read each one and they make it possible for me to reach more business owners just like you who have group offers and need the systems that make it possible for them to transform it into an industry-leading offer and get even more client results.